Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This guy is a convicted repeat sex offender living in Collin County, and now he has a new permanent address.
66-year-old David Sanchez of Princeton has been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted last week of two counts of indecency with a child. It happened with an 11-year-old girl. In September of last year, a neighbor noticed Sanchez regularly talking to the girl at a bus stop. He offered her candy, money, and toys and told her to keep quiet about the abuse, according to prosecutors. The girl later told her mother. Sanchez was previously convicted back in 2008 of indecency with a child by sexual contact in McLennan County and sentenced to 8 years in prison. He got out in 2013 and moved to Princeton. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Attorney General says the East Plano Islamic Center land development project has violated both state and federal law. Ken Paxton has been investigating Epic City since March. Paxton released his findings following the multi-month investigation, saying Epic developers violated federal and state securities laws and regulations. Paxton says they have formally requested the Texas State Securities Board review the findings and refer the matter back to his office in order to file a lawsuit. That's how they have to go about it. His investigation has also expanded to see if local municipalities or other entities may have coordinated with those involved. We have reached out to Epic City for their response.
Well, the city council in Johnson County, Community of Godly, will hear more about a dog issue that we've been following. KRLD's Russell Scott reports that neighbors in one area have seen packs of dogs on the loose.
The city of Fort Worth has lent support, trapping about 20 of the dogs, and they're now being put up for adoption. While some in Godly worry that the dogs may be dangerous, Tommy Newsom says he's never seen any of them become aggressive.
I said, I think it's a people problem, not a dog problem. It's people not being responsible, not taking care of their animals. I see it time and time again, people dumping their dogs off. These dogs are someone's pets.
Newsom says, in his opinion, we need stronger penalties for people who dump dogs out on the side of the road. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Voters in Richardson will be deciding a $1.4 billion school bond proposal in the November 4th election. You can get a closer look at the plan at a meeting tonight at the Richardson School Administration Building at 6:30. The bond would fund new sports facilities, buildings, and technology for the district. Early voting for the bond package begins next Monday.
Well, students at Arlington Martin High School briefly evacuated this afternoon because of a little bit of smoke in the cafeteria. Arlington Fire Lieutenant Juan Mata says, but nothing was on fire.
It was actually called in by a school resource officer, and then it was upgraded to full alarm. Crews arrived to find light smoke in the cafeteria, and were able to isolate it here to the mechanical room.
All right, so nobody's lunch was burned. Firefighters identified the source of the problem, and the students were able to go back inside. No one was injured.
Well, knowing their luck, it was probably Square Pizza Day. The Texas Longhorns are feeling good after their takedown of rival Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl last weekend, and much of that can be attributed to the play of QB Arch Manning. Head coach Steve Sarkisian says Manning is showing the ability to improvise during a busted play.
Arch has the ability to do that, and I'm sure he and his uncles and his brother have been in the backyard, you know, messing around playing, and that's what those moments become. And he, you know, he definitely has been doing that, and the last 2 weeks we're really starting to see more of that, and it's become a weapon for us.
Next up for 21 Texas, a trip to Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. Of course, you can hear all the action right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Pregame at 5. It's a 6 o'clock kick.
Nevin's family has brought this by. They're famous for their Barnyard Burger, which is
incredible. Go ahead, explain what that is. Who is this, first of all?
Yeah.
Introduce
all right.
yourself.
This is Josie Nevins, who said this is a family business. It goes back how many years, Josie?
This is our 76th year out here at the fair, and I'm fourth generation at what I do.
And okay. You're a fair baby.
I sure am. Yes, yeah. Sir.
When's the birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
So you were born at how many? 26, right?
I'm 26 today, yes, sir.
So 1999.
Yep.
State Fair of Texas. Were you born at the fair?
That's why everyone was partying in 99. They knew I was coming.
That's right. Prince already had a song out about it.
No, pretty close, though. I think she was out here the day before. My dad didn't want her smelling like burgers when she gave birth to me. So
That's true, Tammy? All right. There's Tammy.
Ridiculous.
Mom Tammy is here as well. So, Josie, I want you to tell us a little bit about that. The Barnyard Burger, let's start
now
with
this
that.
This is awesome. I had this last year, and I'm like, I got to have it again.
Absolutely, yeah. We're a little bit famous for our Barnyard Burger. We have the whole barn on there. There's a cheeseburger patty, a chicken fried chicken patty, and bacon on there. So you're covering all your bases.
It's completely healthy. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's a whole meal in one burger. Yeah, half
absolutely.
A burger is a whole meal there.
What, no pork chop?
Yeah, I know. We could have thrown more on there.
Yeah, here's the pork.
We brought you some Texas Ranch hog wings. Those are a pork shank that's flash fried and seasoned with a spicy ranch seasoning.
Hog
has
wings.
My sister's signature Damn Serious sauce on there and some green onions.
Damn Serious.
Is it that damn good, too?
Go ahead.
My grandpa, Gary Nevins, described anything that he thought was really good as Damn Serious.
Okay.
So it's an ode to
I'm
him.
I'm going to start picking that up myself.
Yeah.
And then we have the pork on the stick wrapped in bacon.
Yes, sir. That's the stuck pig, and it's seasoned with a kicking bourbon sauce. We have the classic tater twisters, some curly fries, and I brought you our 2025 finalist drink.
I want to get into that right now because this is the beverage that you brought, the Nevins Dirty Red Bull Texarita.
Yes, sir.
Which, and this, like, kind of like that burger, it's got a little bit of everything in it.
Let's
start from the bottom up.
All right, so I started with, well, I actually originally started with just the watermelon Red Bull margarita. So I had the red. I knew I wanted to make it dirty. All the dirty drinks were popular this last year, so I wanted to use the Fernie's Funnel Cake cream in there. They're good friends of ours. We love supporting wherever we can.
We've had a little bit of that ourselves.
We absolutely love them. So we have a layer of Blue Res Pop Rocks, a splash of Fernie's Funnel Cake cream.
Wait, back up. Pop Rocks?
Yes, sir.
This is the stuff when we were kids will blow your head off
and
drink it with Coke,
I
right?
had the red, white, and blue, and I thought, let's get really patriotic and throw some Pop Rocks, like some fireworks
in
there.
Get some fireworks in there.
Yeah. So we have watermelon Red Bull margarita, blueberry Red Bull margarita, Pop Rocks, fresh blueberries, fresh watermelon. It's really refreshing.
And the blueberries and the watermelon on top, and it red, white, and blue. It's great. It's got it all.
I know. I'm about to salute Old Glory standing up here.
And it's got a kick, too.
It's got tequila and cream liqueur.
And Mike's just taking a big old plug of it right now.
Yeah. Oh, you can taste all of those ingredients. Come jumping right out at you.
That's right.
That's really good.
Thank you.
You guys, tell me about this, the fair this year compared to years past. Because we've been hearing a lot of stuff about
attendance
is down, business is down. Some vendors say it's up, some say it's the same. What have you guys noticed?
You know, every year can't be a killer year. We wish it was, but it just can't be. I wouldn't say this is our worst year. It's not our best year. It's kind of just an average year, and we're happy to be here and happy to serve it how we can and it serve us how it can. And I'm happy with what we've got, and I don't think it's as bad as the media and some people are trying to make it seem. It's really not. If you go walk out on Nimitz now, you'll be surrounded by a crowd of people.
Yeah, we've noticed it in here. I couldn't tell about attendance being down, if there was any, because it's always crowded every time we come in here.
What was the worst year?
I think we decided it was 2018. I think that's the year it rained 17 days.
I remember that.
Out of the fair.
I felt so bad for everybody. It was like, how many days is this? 24?
24, yeah.
24 and 17 of them, they were raining.
And it takes all 24 to get what we can out of it.
Yeah,
so.
I bet.
We should qualify that and say that was the worst year other than 2020.
Yeah, 2020, COVID. Yeah. Ain't no fair.
Other than the COVID year, right?
Yeah, ain't no fair. I like that.
All right, what are you going to have for your birthday? You got any big plans?
That's a great
How are you going to make this a damn serious birthday for him?
That's a great question. My grandpa, whenever he was around, he'd stick anything, a candle in anything, from a nutty bar to a corn dog to a cheeseburger. So I'll leave that up to my mom, Tammy Jo.
To a pork wing?
Yeah. See what she'll stick a candle in.
Well, I'll tell you what. To close, I'm going to let you help us out with the tease to the next segment. You're 26 today, so you were in high school not that long ago. Did you guys have a homecoming dance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We sure did.
Okay, well, there are at least one high school, and there could be others to follow. They're just canceling homecoming because the kids aren't interested in any.
No way!
Yeah, they're just, and they admit that we'd just go there and we'd stand around on our phones. Why should we bother?
What, the guys on one side, the girls on the other?
I was in the middle of the dance floor, so
sure
I can't relate.
Right. What high school?
I went to Dallas Christian High School, actually.
Okay, all right.
In Mesquite, Texas.
The homecoming tradition lives on there.
And that's where she learned about the dirty Red Bull Texan.
Yes, something like that.
Wellington firefighters responded to an alarm at Martin High School. AFD Captain Mike Minder says there were reports of smoke in the cafeteria.
Initially, we got here with nothing showing. And as we got here, made our way to the cafeteria, we found smoke in the cafeteria. Just white, like light haze in there, and we tracked it back to a mechanical room in the back.
The school was evacuated while firefighters tracked down the source of the problem. They say it appears to be an electrical or mechanical issue. No one, including the lunch ladies, were injured.
Well, some Texas National Guard soldiers kind of went viral on a photo recently. They had been deployed to Chicago, and now they're headed back home because they did not meet fitness standards. That photo showed heavy-set troop members, and it was going all across the internet in the last couple of weeks, with a lot of people having something to say about it. As soon as the photo appeared, people were quick to point out the irony of Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's comments last month, who said he was tired of seeing fat troops who give the military a bad look. One Texas National Guardsman claimed the hurried deployment to Illinois let some non-compliant soldiers be included, and that those soldiers were replaced before the viral photo even appeared. Hegseth has mandated that active duty troops take 2 physical fitness tests each year, and they must work out daily.
Walmart will use ChatGPT to help people with their shopping.
Walmart is partnering with OpenAI to give shoppers a new feature that lets them complete purchases using ChatGPT. Users can ask it for things like best mattresses under $1,000 or a gift for an avid reader and buy suggested products from within the chat. OpenAI announced the instant checkout feature in late September and launched with Etsy. Now using that checkout, shoppers in conversation with the AI-powered bot will be able to browse Walmart and Sam's Club's offerings through ChatGPT and complete purchases from within the app.
It is time for the Carroll D. Cowboys report. So despite having one of the worst defenses in the league, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says they won't be making any drastic changes.
Many fans are calling for the firing of defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, but Jones says that's not going to happen.
He's had tremendous experience. He's dealt with adversity with a long record with his tenure at Chicago and Indianapolis. And he's had some great successes, but he's had his tail kicked. That's who I want in the foxhole with me, because there's no such thing as having all the answers.
Tells the guys over 105.3 The Fan they have the personnel to get it done on defense, especially pass rushing.
We've got the most capable pass rushers that we've had. And we've got the ability to really rotate our players, which is very important in pass rush because that's probably you exert more energy there than any place else.
Jones celebrated his 83rd birthday on Monday and says it wasn't quite as good as it could have been.
That's probably the first birthday that I've ever had that I wasn't celebrating a victory of some sort. And if you believe that, then we're really all in trouble. So when you've had as many as I've had, then you got to be ready to do some celebrating when it's not exactly going the way you'd like it planned.
Next up, a home game against the Commanders on Sunday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.